members of SAG, the Screen Actors Guild, and AFTRA, the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, have been voting for the past few weeks on whether the two unions should consolidate. Members have until the end of the day tomorrow to get their ballots to Los Angeles. AFTRA, by the way, represents many NPR employees. The two unions have considered combining off and on since the 1940s. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Rachel Miro reports there's been a contentious debate in the run-up to the deadline.
It's been 5 years since the last time SAG and AFTRA members voted on a similar proposal. Back then, SAG members rejected consolidation. Now, leaders of both unions say it's time to reconsider. Actor John Connolly is AFTRA's national president. He says there are two big reasons to join forces. One, the media companies who employ performers and media professionals have already consolidated. Two, constantly changing technology keeps upending the way the two unions divvy up business.
There used to be a neat and clean distinction between the jurisdictions of our unions on camera. It used to be live versus film. And then it was film versus tape and live. And now the distinction between film, tape, is gone.
The latest twist, he says, comes from digital high-definition video, which is rapidly winning converts among TV, commercial, and feature film producers. Since video traditionally falls under AFTRA's purview, AFTRA's been expanding into territory SAG used to take for granted. No wonder some 44,000 artists are members of both unions.
Eminem is an AFTRA member under recording contracts, and a SAG member when he made 8 Mile. There's no reason that 8 Mile couldn't have been shot on digital, and if it had been, it might well have been an AFTRA movie.
As they say in Hollywood, here are the specs on the proposal. A new umbrella organization called the Alliance of International Media Artists, AIMA, would oversee 3 affiliates, one each for actors, singers, and broadcasters. That's if at least 60% of the voters in SAG and AFTRA approve the deal. But there are misgivings on both sides of the aisle, especially in Los Angeles. Marvin Kaplan, president of AFTRA's Hollywood chapter, worries that governance changes that are part of the mega-union proposal will shut out minority opinions from the rank and file.
More and more major decisions made by less and less people. It's an undemocratic setup from the word go.
Some broadcasters and singers worry actors would dominate the new union by dint of sheer numbers. Actors dominated the debate over the vote, making liberal use of high-profile stars. So we know George Clooney and Meryl Streep support consolidation, Ed Asner and Charlton Heston don't. The most vocal opponents of consolidation are a band of Hollywood-based SAG actors. These actors fought against the last major SAG referendum, a deal with talent agents. 3 years ago, they led a 6-month strike against commercial producers. Actress Anne Marie Johnson was proud to be a part of that action as a SAG board member. She complains the union leadership now on both sides is boldly supporting the alliance, rather than offering a balanced analysis and letting members make up their own minds.
This is probably the most important thing this union has ever faced, and it's being just shoved and rammed down our throats.
Union leaders contend presenting both sides equally would mislead voters, as most board members are in favor of consolidation. None more so than SAG's national president, Melissa Gilbert.
There is a portion of the membership that is simply going to be dissatisfied with whatever we do, particularly in Screen Actors Guild. And honestly, it has nothing to do with what Screen Actors Guild is doing. It goes farther and deeper than that.
Hanging over all sides is the prospect of further consolidation in media as a result of the FCC loosening ownership limits. Both unions face fewer and fewer conglomerates across the negotiating table, eager to drive a hard bargain. They'll be watching for the results, too, expected out on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.